Bagpipe Brothers in the studio with me. And we've been doing this for a little while now. This is called, if many of you my age remember the show Romper Room, yeah, you learn and you listen and you don't obey. That's like Giddens. He listens, but he don't obey.
And I can listen.
I can tell you one thing. You ain't going to listen to anybody come about 12 o'clock today, are you?
No, it's two, later than
2:45. Yeah. 2:45. We got to wait that long to go to lunch?
Yeah. I'm not waiting that long. Oh, he can start. Yeah,
he can go wherever he wants. He can go to any trough if he wants to. Then.
Yep.
All right. We're doing Romper Room. Giddens, lead us off.
You know the categories, Giddens. Math, science, English,
and I will remind
history,
you,
and geography.
This is an hour show. Okay.
And David's up 2-1 since the return of Romper Room.
And I'm up 2-0. I'm up 2-0 today on all this stuff.
I got tied up.
You couldn't tie it up if you had a man.
Give me first grade geography.
Geography.
Which continent do penguins live on?
Antarctica.
Correct.
Yeah, it's pretty easy there, man.
Almost at the North Pole.
Oh, man. All right, give me first grade English.
First grade English.
Yeah.
Which word names a person? Teacher, jump, fast.
Well, if you make them mad, you better jump fast, but that's a teacher.
Correct.
Second grade calculus for Giddens.
Second grade history.
What symbol is on the back of the U.S. penny? What symbol is on the back of the U.S. penny?
Don't pull one out of your pocket.
I don't have a penny. They decommissioned them.
They still spin. It's got to have a bunch of them.
Man. Hold on.
Our show, Giddens. What symbol's on the back of the U.S. penny?
It's a monument.
Really?
But I don't remember which one.
Come on, Giddens.
We're going to start putting a time frame on this.
Is it the Lincoln Monument?
Close enough. Memorial.
It's the Lincoln Memorial. However, I'll ask this real quick. Can either one of you tell me what used to be on the penny?
No.
I can, seriously.
What?
Wheat.
Mm-hmm.
Go and look it up. I'm telling you. Used to be the little wheats coming up the back of the penny, and they stopped doing that, I think, in the 60s. I got a lot of those pennies. They're called wheat pennies. They're going to be worth a lot of money one day.
Like the $2 bill?
Yeah, and the $3 bill.
All right, David.
Oh, it's my turn. Give me a second grade science. And I don't want to know what the lunar eclipse of Mars is either.
What tool is used to observe stars and planets?
Telescope.
Correct.
So we're both 2-2, yeah. Giddens.
I mean,
for
it now. Took him 15 minutes to get the Lincoln Memorial question.
Man. Well, all right. I want third grade science just to see what you replace third grade science
I'm
with.
I'm going 5 seconds on you here, okay?
I don't get a timer.
What is the process of a caterpillar changing into a butterfly called?
I believe that's called metamorphosis.
Correct. Yeah. See, it's much easier than the...
Answer when you know. Don't just sit there like a
I knew that one a lot quicker than the other one.
Okay. Give me third grade history.
Who was the first African American woman in space?
You have got to be freaking kidding me.
David, there is a school in the state of Alabama named after this woman. Come on.
Oh my God.
Come on, David.
I'm going to say Rosa Parks.
Rosa Parks.
That's a joke. That's a joke.
No. First African American woman in outer space?
Yes.
God. Am I a hillbilly or what? This ain't a third grade
yes,
question.
Yes, it is.
Gee whiz.
We learned about this person in third grade because of our proximity to the state.
Her what?
I told you there was a school named after this woman.
Her proximity?
Proximity.
Oh, God. I don't know. I don't know.
Take a shot in the dark.
Julia Tutwiler. I don't know.
That's a prison.
That's a prison.
I told you I didn't know.
Prison.
It's Mae Jemison.
You've got to be freaking kidding me. Who in the third grade knows that? I guarantee if I go down here right now to Indian Valley School and to B.B. Comer Elementary School, nobody in the third grade, not even the teacher, knows who that is. All right. 3-2 Giddens.
All right, so I got
English and math.
Let's do fourth grade English.
What is the purpose of a topic sentence?
What is the purpose of a topic sentence?
What's the topic of a topic sentence?
A topic sentence normally starts a paper to explain what the subject matter of the paper is going to be.
That's close enough.
Heading.
David, you're a little behind here. He's got to miss one.
Well, so what if I know I've got math left, and what else?
Math and geography.
I guess I'll do geography and go on and end this stupid thing.
Fifth grade or fourth?
Fourth.
Which U.S. state is nicknamed the Bay State?
Bay. The Bay State? That's got to be California.
Nope.
No?
Massachusetts.
See. Just so we don't even need to answer the fifth grade questions. Let's have a great Thursday.
let's do it for fun. Fifth grade math?
Yeah.
Solve for X.
Uh-oh.
7 times X plus 21 equals 63.
7 times X?
Plus 21 equals 63. Solve for X.
I know that already.
It's 6.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now watch my fifth grade question be the equivalent of the North Pole minus the equator.
What is 0.6 times 800?
Or 0.6 times 800?
Yes.
0.6 times 800.
Yes.
Oh my God. You doing that to piss me off. Ask me a real question.
That's the question.
800 times 0.6.
Is that not 0.6. The question, Giddens?
All right. Do you want me to?
No, I can get it if you just give me a minute. Okay.
Our show, David.
Okay. 800 times 0.6 is going to be 480.
No.
Yes, it is.
Okay, ChatGPT told me wrong. Yeah, David's right. I'm not lying. You can see the question, right, Giddens? And it says the answer. But that's the answer.
So hold on. The name of this game show is Are You Smarter Than a Romper
Or Smarter Than AI?
When David McCurley is smarter than ChatGPT.
It says that the answer is 48. It left the zero off at the end.
It's 480.
It is.
Yeah. And Mrs. Becky Blair and all of my math teachers in high school would be so proud of me right now. Give me a daggum diploma.
The woman to go to outer space was the first African American woman to outer space.
Julia Tudwaller. I don't know.
Hey, is that the free version of ChatGPT or the?
That's the free. Oh, okay.
You mean to tell me you pay for ChatGPT? Yeah.
After that one, maybe, I don't know if you should.
Maybe the paid version knows how to add the zero at the end.
Maybe they need to pay me. Just ask me.
Yeah, at least to do the math.
You should do Muck AI.
Muck AI. You got it, baby. Hey, have a great rest of your Thursday.
I tied it up.
No.
He did. It's 2-2.
I tied it up.
No. He's still way behind. He was 8 weeks out of, I mean, come on. Let's be honest.
You did win the two other games today, David.
Well, I mean, I would have won that. And if you not had asked me who the daggum first woman in outer space that was African-American, I mean, people.
You also didn't get the Bay State either.
People at Yale don't know that.
At this point, though, we got to fact check all of ChatGPT's answers.
I'm telling you now, I'm smarter than ChatGPT. Chat MUC. That's what we need to call it. Chat MUC, baby.
Yep.
Chat Muck.
You got it.